views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? I am so glad that you're joining me today. I hope your summer's going well. I heard some of those commercials there about taking a trip. Hey, I'd like a trip that I can get there in 12 minutes. That would be awesome. It's going to be a great day, a great show today, and you're part of the excitement because joining me today is an exceptional business marketer. Or is that marketeer? Marketer. How's your business marketing strategies? Are you awful at marketing? I mean, most people really overcomplicate marketing all the time. And so many clients come to me and say, you know, I have a widget, I have a service, I just don't know how to get it out there. I'm just really bad at the marketing. Well, today's guest is Kathy Armias, and she and I are going to help you, just like we do with our clients, to simplify your marketing strategies, because you don't have to make it so difficult. I mean, Kathy has a 9.5 unbreakable rules of marketing, and she'll be sharing some of those rules with you today. Here's an example of a marketing campaign that I've seen over the weekend on Facebook. You know, those sidebars, and you know, where they're trying to promote something or sell something, or so you know it's an ad. But this ad read, the caption read, Martha Stewart could head back to jail for keeping this secret. And I just thought, okay. Well, you know, like any of those nosy businesswoman person that I am, I clicked on it because I wanted to see why Martha Stewart could be going back to jail. Well, they got me. It was an advertisement for looking younger. I mean, although I could probably use a little looking younger, but I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. It turned out to be an advertisement and not necessarily, not at all about Martha Stewart going back to jail. So the marketing strategy worked almost. I mean, I opened the link, and if I had really been wanting to look younger, you know, their marketing strategy may have worked with me. But look, it's something now that I know for future reference. There's this magic secret formula that can help me look younger. And it's not only Martha Stewart in these ads. I've seen other celebrities in there as well. So I guess that's what they call a marketing weapon, you know, their secret weapon. And Kathy Armias, I mean, she's going to share more about her secret marketing weapon. Oh, did I mention she's really affectionately known as the secret marketing weapon. So that's really interesting. But Kathy is a marketing expert. She's a speaker. She's also the author of the award-winning book, The Unbreakable Rules of Marketing, and that's 9.5 ways to get people to love you. I mean, you're a leader in your business, and that's what you want to be. That's what you're looking for. But again, we need to get that out there. You need to let people know what you're doing. Kathy's been training executives. Get this, companies like Nike, Intel, Viacom, MTV. I mean, her clients have generated millions of dollars using her tools. I mean, my clients that I'm always coaching, I'm always saying to them, you need to serve, not sell. I mean, that's really my philosophy. When you're serving your clients, the sales will come. And Kathy, she also has something as well. And she says, stop selling and start loving your clients. So let me, without further ado, invite Kathy to join us here on the show. So, hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hello, hello, hello.
I'm so glad that you're here because many of our listeners, I mean, my listeners are always asking the question, how can I increase business? And when I start talking about marketing, there's really this glazed look on their faces. I mean, they think it's a big cost and it's really hard to quantify the return on that. But when I break it down for them and I show them that could be little cost with little effort, I mean, they really start seeing that, okay, I guess I could do this marketing thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, marketing's an investment, not an expense. So,
yeah.
And it's not always money.
It's not. It's not always money. And that's what I talk about. You know, you could do this low cost, you know, ways to do it. And I mean, you're known as the secret marketing weapon. I mean, you got that name from working with the city of Long Beach, California. So I guess my initial question to you is, what is your initial marketing strategy when you start working with clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I it's funny you say that glazed over look every time you say the word marketing around a business owner, whether it's actually a small business owner or it's the head of marketing for a huge company. It's just like, it's not only the glazed over look, it's like the, you know,
yeah.
It's totally, it's like the thorn in your side. And so, and nobody, there's no secret formula. So everybody's always just trying to kind of do what they can. But when I start with a client or start anywhere, people have to realize the first thing first is that marketing's about having a great strategy. It's about having a great strategy, not tactics. Because if you use tactics before strategy, it's kind of like taking a gun and shooting it into a lake and hoping that you're going to catch a fish, you know? I mean, okay. Maybe you will, but maybe you won't.
All right.
So you start there. You got to start first with the strategy and just understand what makes people attracted to things. And it's not that you're like in their face trying to sell them something.
Right. And that's interesting that you say that too, because... and having a strategy rather than, you know, just start, you know, shooting, you know, towards the bullseye and hoping it lands
right
on the target, because marketing isn't one size fits all.
Right. No, it isn't. In fact, you know, like you were mentioning in my book that I wrote, The Unbreakable Rules of Marketing, I intentionally call it 9.5 ways to get people to love you. Because when you really actually break it down, all marketing is getting people to love you. Really, that's all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Getting
it
people
is.
To love you, your ideas, your products, services, whatever. It's getting people right. to be attracted to that.
Right. And number one, it's loving you, the person. And again,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like you said, it doesn't matter what size company it is. It's, you know, a Fortune 500 company and an entrepreneur. It's still the same thing. The customer wants to love you. They want to like you, what you do. They don't want that hard sell.
Right.
And they, you know, they just don't want that. And I don't think anybody ever wanted it, but marketing has certainly changed over the last, number of years, especially with the, you know, the advent of the internet and social media and
right.
you know, and reaching people, you know, much more quickly than we did in the past. So I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit more in the next segment. But I really want to, you know, let our listeners know about you and what you do, because in addition to marketing, you also coordinate the TEDx talks in Portland.
Yeah, I'm one of the organizers for TEDx Portland and one of the speaking coaches.
Wow, I might need to hire you. So as soon as I see that, I'm like, ooh, this is my gal. I need to talk to her.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. TEDx Portland is one of the largest TEDx events in the world right now.
And you've also spoke at TEDx yourself.
Yes, yeah. I spoke at TEDx Hickory back a year and a half ago.
Okay. So how is that? Is that...
I mean, giving
you're
a TED talk
as well. Yeah, giving a TED talk is
oh my
more nerve-wracking than just doing a normal speech.
Yeah, a TED Talk should be the talk of your life, because what you're basically doing, and I love this, it's kind of where my two worlds combine, is you're basically having a conversation about an idea. You're basically pitching a marketing campaign for an idea that could change the world, because that's all that TED Talks are really about.
Right.
Are
right.
like one idea that could be useful for the world. It's not about pitching something, selling something. It's not even about multiple points. It's just like one idea.
That's
so yeah,
really-
when you're preparing for it, you're like, this is not just like me going to speak at a conference or, at a company. This is a big deal. And you have the possibility to reach millions and millions of people all over the world, not just the 3,000 people that are before you that day.
Right. And that alone
is nerve-wracking enough.
right. And what is it now? 7 minutes?
18 minutes.
Oh, it is 18 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, 18 minutes or less.
Okay. That they're reducing that down. So you're a coach, a marketing coach. You're a speaker. So I'm assuming you speak on marketing to corporations, associations. I mean, you speak all over the world.
I do. I was just really
impressed.
This morning, I'm speaking on Thanksgiving in Slovenia at this huge marketing conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Kind of everywhere.
You are everywhere. Well, we're going to head off to break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about your secret marketing strategies.
Child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back, and joining me today is Kathy Armias, all the way from Portland, Oregon. But she's not just always there. She's on the road. She's speaking, and she's coaching, and she's organizing TEDx talks, and she's giving TEDx talks. Kathy, I'm exhausted just looking at everything, everything that you're doing. My gosh, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, and that's not even, you didn't even mention that I play competitive soccer and I travel all over the place doing that too. So
I was going to ask you, what do you do in your free time? So is that your free time?
That's my free time. I play soccer. Love it. It's a sport that I picked up when I was 30, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Most people start that when they're really young, but
is this an all women's team?
I play in both. I play on a super competitive women's team that travels all over the place. And then I play on a couple of co-ed teams and I play indoor and out. And yeah, it's kind of that way when you're really busy and you travel all the time, you need that. You need to be able to kind of let some of that, you know, aggression out. So
yes.
Soccer's amazing. Definitely. Good way.
Well, I don't do soccer, but I'm at the gym every morning. And if I miss a day, I'm like, I need to go to the gym.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I'm stressing. I need to get there. Yeah.
I'm going to bite you if I don't go to the gym. I promise.
I know I have a friend. She was in her 30s, and she became a roller derby queen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I want to do that next. I think that's on my list.
Yeah, and I have it on my list, but I guess I just haven't really found it myself to pick up and go do that. I've watched her a few times, but
yeah. You know it's going to sound really crazy. I watched it. I went and watched it, and I thought I'd love it. And then I was disappointed the first time I saw it because it wasn't as like physical as I thought it would be. And I was actually disappointed. I'm like, there's more physical contact in soccer, I think, than the actual roller derby, which is interesting.
Well, I like cycling. I do a lot of kayaking and outdoor biking. And I guess that's about my speed. Yeah. I guess I seen the roller derby and I was like, I might just sit on the sidelines.
That's okay too.
Yeah. But that's really good. So, I mean, how did you get started in this field, in the field of marketing? Was that your primary background?
This is a funny story. So I was a junior in high school, and you know how you have to choose your electives every year?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, what am I going to take? And I really didn't want to take any more foreign language. And I was terrible at like the arts, like drawing, and you know, I didn't like want to do a clay class and I definitely didn't want to take typing again. So I was kind of left with the only option I was really left with was a psych 101 class, a psychology class. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you know what? That might be kind of cool. It's better than trying to like do all the other stuff. Right. So I ended up in that class and I fell in love with psychology. I was so intrigued by why people do what they do. Right. And I ended up, here I am, like I'm a junior in high school. Not only did I take that class, but I ended up buying this psychology book and I started like really studying up on that. And I remember one time I was at home, I spilled like a peach shake on it. I still have the book. It's all like wrinkled, you know?
Oh yeah.
from dropping the shake on it, like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. Yeah. So, that's where I got my start. And I realized that marketing's all about psychology. It's all, I mean, you mentioned
it
before
is.
When you got sucked in to click on that ad about Martha Stewart, I was like, yeah, it's a psychological hook.
Exactly. I mean, they were, you know, on the emotion right there. They were on it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, who doesn't want to know about Martha Stewart? She's going back
to
jail.
Why'd she go to jail?
Yeah. What did she do now? Yeah.
Exactly. Your curiosity was so piqued. You could not. You wanted to look away, but you couldn't. You had to click.
And that's exactly true, because I've seen it a couple of times. I got off. That was like early in the morning. And then at night, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, you know, let's go check out Facebook. I go on, I see it again. I'm like, oh, well, let's just see what's it all about.
That's funny. That's actually an interesting study. How many times can you resist it? And that is a piece of marketing is rule number one, consistency beats ability. So yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like, you can only resist it so many times, then you're going to fall into it.
Right. Right. And I have a marketing background. So I mean, I know
it.
Right. It had to be something. I'm like, all right, let's see what they're doing.
Happens to me all the time. I'm like, I have a marketing background. Why am I actually clicking on this? Or why am I reading this? Or why am I doing it? Yeah. We should know.
Right. Because I'm like, okay, I know those are ads. So why did I click on it? I don't need to look younger. But okay, we'll keep that in my, you know, my back pocket for, you know, about 20 years. We'll go back and look at it. But I mean, but I guess the other question is too, because I know I've seen similar ads recently, I think like by Kim Kardashian or some other folks out there. And I'm like, okay, so they're using that name. They're making that emotional connection with their people. So they're doing it. You know, they're definitely doing it.
What's emotions and curiosity?
Yeah, so that's so funny. In high school, you did psychology, because when they asked me my choice, I was like, oh, I don't know. So like you, I'm like, I didn't want another business. I don't want or another typing class. So, but I took
not
the business.
Doing wood shop.
Yeah, I didn't want to do the wood shop, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah, and I was really bad at home economics or sewing or cooking. I'm like, okay, that's not me. I'm not going there. So I actually stayed with business, and I took oral communications and how to speak.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yes, and you know, and I combined that then in college with oral communications. I remember people saying, what is that?
What does that even mean? I know every parent that's listening right now is like, yes, I want my kid to not take, you know, all those other electives, and I want them to take oral communications. That would be amazing.
Yeah, right. and then I just combined that later with, you know, then I just went down, just kept going down the business path. And it's just so funny. And here I am sitting here today. I'm a motivational speaker. I have a radio show. So I guess that oral communications class really helped me.
It did. It totally helped. I can see that. Awesome. See, kids, so, take oral communications.
That's right.
Take it voluntarily.
Yeah. My son was funny. He took it in high school. And he's like, Mom, and my son is really not a public speaker. God bless him. So he had to do a presentation in class. Now, my son loves to cook. Again, total opposite of his mom. He loves to cook. And at one point, he was actually going to go to culinary school, but he changed his mind. So he decided, he was a smart cookie. He decided, he said to the teacher, he said, okay. He said, what? He goes, I'm going to bake an appetizer. So since I don't have a stove in class, I'm going to bake it at home and I'm going to videotape. Would that be acceptable? I said to him, you cheat.
Hey, it's creative, you know?
He was creative. It worked. Okay, got him an A.
That's awesome. Of course he got an A.
And Mom got an appetizer.
And Mom got a baked appetizer. Love it.
Right. So, yeah. So it goes back to that strategy. Being creative and really giving your audience what they're looking for. You know, like you said, making that emotional connection. So what was have you always been an entrepreneur? Is this something that you've always been interested in doing?
You know, it's funny. I think when we're all, you know, growing up, we have all these kind of fantasies of what we're going to be. And, you know, we start off with the things that are normal to the world. Oh, should I be a doctor? Should I be a lawyer? You know, and not too many kids say like, oh, I want to run my own business. You know, you don't usually think that way. And I started after I got out of school, I ended up working as a director of marketing, which is even kind of funny that happened. And I fell in love with what I was doing so much so that at some point I'm like, I can't even work for somebody anymore. And that actual, who's now a client of mine, that company that I worked for, I ended up doing a campaign that got him on the David Letterman show, CNN, CNBC. Actually last year they had their own reality TV show. So even though all these really cool things happened, I was like, I need to do this for other people. And so that's kind of what sparked my, you know, spirit for being an entrepreneur, if you will.
Nice.
And so, you know, being an entrepreneur, everybody thinks it's amazing, you know, and you're like, yeah, but woo-hoo! I've worked like 10 million hours.
Lots of hours. We're out there constantly. You're constantly marketing.
You are. Yeah. Yep.
Having that strategy and constantly getting out there and marketing and making that emotional connection. And like you said, getting people to love you.
Yes.
And that's really what it's all about. But now, I mean, I'm seeing this today too. And I don't know about you, but I'm also seeing this in corporate America. Like I said, that they have a whole marketing team, but they also, and when I'm working with so many of them, it's all about, you know, think like an entrepreneur.
Yes,
serve your client, serve your customer, let them know that you're here for them, and don't be, you know, constantly dialing the phone and trying to sell and making a pitch, because again, it just doesn't work that way. And a lot of them really forget that social media is for them as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to head off to a commercial break. This is really fun. I'm having a really awesome time with Kathy today. But stay tuned, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
a 7 second delay.
Well, welcome back. Today we're talking with Kathy Armias, and she's going to share how to think strategy before tactics, or how she puts it, put your socks on before your shoes.
Yes. There it is. It's done. It's that simple. Just do that.
Okay, we're done. Show's over.
Yeah. So, no.
How does that work? I guess what I wanted to ask you really is, with all of the changes in today's marketing strategies, I know since I started doing this just a few years ago, that there are so many changes in the way we market, again, not just entrepreneurs, but also corporate. But I know that you were going to share some of your 9.5 unbreakable rules of marketing. So I'll let you share that.
Okay. Well, there have been a lot of changes in the way that we showcase marketing, but that's just in the tactical way. The foundations of marketing, those are the things that haven't changed. Those haven't changed for hundreds of years, and they won't change for hundreds of years. It's that human psychology of why people are attracted to things, and that doesn't change. So when people can start thinking like they need to like chill out a little bit, because the first thing that they think of when they think marketing, oh my gosh, money and time, and I don't know how to do it. I'm not a creative person. Like, you know, I mean, even people that work in the creative field are always like, oh my gosh, where am I going to come up with my next idea? So everybody worries about that. It's crazy. But the first rule in my book, The Unbreakable Rules of Marketing, is consistency beats ability. Number one, you have to be consistent. Like, people are attracted to things that are consistent. They get to know it. I mean, you probably couldn't remember the first time you saw Nike, but now you've seen them a million times. Like, you know, they're burned into your brain. They don't even have to say Nike anymore. You see the swoosh, you know who it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's just about being consistent. It not only in, you know, people sometimes think, well, consistency just means in your, you know, the way that you look, the way you appear, your logo, your colors, you know, your fonts. But consistency actually goes beyond that. It's kind of in the way that you present yourself, how you're creative, where you show up, consistency in your, even your business practices, your culture. I mean, we all know companies that we love, and we love them because of their great culture, or we hate companies because of their terrible culture.
Right.
So there's consistency there too, you know? And rule number three, my rule is called be creative or die. And it's not,
we've never heard that one before.
Of course, never. And it's funny because people are always like, die. No, I don't mean you're going to die, but you know, there's a lot of amazing ideas that never get off of a shelf. They never get off of a piece of paper. They never get out of a computer screen because they weren't executed. They weren't implemented. They weren't refined. Creativity, honestly, is just a process. It's not, I'm not any more creative than you or somebody else. I just practice the process of creativity more. That's all. And so it's a process.
And everybody is creative. I mean,
everybody is creative. Absolutely.
Right. If you start thinking about what it is that you do, who are your customers, who are you looking to target, the creativity really starts to flow.
Yeah. And you know, I always have a way of helping people with this, because everybody can agree on what is creative, but it's really hard to say, like, how do you do it? And I have an easy way. And my easy way to do it is, what is the opposite of creativity? Well, it's cliche. And cliche, though, because it's so expected, we hear it all the time. When we hear cliche messages, we've heard them so many times. That's why they're cliche. If you can first start whatever you're doing in your marketing, even if it's your overall marketing or you're working on a campaign, if you can first go through the painstaking process of coming up with everything that comes to your mind, because you first have to work through the cliche-ness. And once you get through that, that's when you start to really open up and your mind goes to different places, because you've already got all that stuff out. So that's like a huge, and you know, people don't think about that when they're brainstorming. They come up with two ideas and one is a ripoff of, you know, one of their competitors or something.
Right.
And they're like, okay, I'm done.
but you need to make it your own. How do we do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. One of the first things I tell people when I'm working with them, I'm like, go around and look at what every single one of your competitors are doing. And don't do that.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't do that. I don't care how amazing their campaign is. I don't care how creative they are. I don't care how much you love their website. Whatever they're doing, don't do that.
That's a great rule to have because, I mean, it happens. People, my customer or my competitors are doing it that way.
Yes.
And how could I do it? Okay, well, let's take a look at how you could do it better.
Right.
Than your customers.
And different.
And different than your customers. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what's really great? I did this ad campaign. The company that I used to work for was called SSI. They were an industrial shredder manufacturer. So they manufactured large shredders that would shred cars, computers, mattresses, you know, anything that was big needed to be, like anything big that needed to be, you know, reduced in size, you know, for recycling mostly.
How would you market that?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. So when I first started working there, they're like, we're in a, you know, dirty, dingy industrial shredder manufacturer. What's creative in that? I'm like, are you kidding? You're shredding torpedoes and you're asking me like, what's creative in that?
Right.
So I created this ad campaign called Watch It Shred. And I started putting up little clips of us shredding like the coolest, interesting things. We were shredding, you know, we shredded decommissioned missiles. We were shredding cars. We were shredding jet skis and boats and pianos and arcade games. And so I put all these clips up, and about a week and a half after I launched the campaign and put it up, some blogger found the site. I don't know how even. Uh-huh. This is back in 2005. He blogged about it. It ended up on a huge blogging site called Boing Boing. And like a week later, the David Letterman show called me. And I was like blown away, but it was so creative that we were not highlighting the machinery, which is what everybody else would go to. Everybody else would be like, okay, we're a manufacturer. Let's talk about how our machines are better, how we make it with better steel. And I'm like, that's not awesome at all.
Right.
So why don't we highlight the awesome things that our machines are doing? And it just blew up. Like it blew up. And so at that time, we were like a $17 million company, and 18 months after running that campaign, we broke $42 million. It was crazy.
Wow, that was crazy. And ended up on the David Letterman show.
Yeah, David Letterman show. Yeah, CNN, CNBC.
That is crazy. So that's a lot of what you're doing now for your clients?
Yeah, it's actually finding that creative, unique thing that nobody else could, in a court of law, argue and say that they could do that very same thing, or that they could do it the way that the client could do it, because everybody has their own unique and creative, you know, product or spin on a product. Mm-hmm. There always is. Even if you wanted to copy somebody 100% and you tried your best, and we know this as women, you know, when you go into Mexico and you see the ripoff Chanel purses, it's not a Chanel purse, you know, we know. So even when you're trying to copy, you couldn't. So why don't you just find your own uniqueness? But many times clients are too close to what they do. They don't see the cool thing in what they do. They didn't see, like at the shredding company, they didn't see it. They didn't know what the cool
thing was. Well, they were looking at the machines and how the machinery worked. Like you said, and somebody from the outside, they're like, well, I don't care how the machine works.
Right. What goes in it?
But to see a missile get crushed, hey, that's cool.
That's pretty dang cool. Yeah.
And let's take a look at that.
You have to think bigger and further. Because like at the time when I was telling that to the CEO, his first initial response, bless his heart, was, yeah, I realize that teenage boys think that crushing things are cool, but can they afford a $500,000 shredder? Well, of course, that answer is no. But the real big question was, if we could get 1 million teenage boys to watch us shred stuff, they would tug in their, you know, they would tow along in their wake everybody else. And within that would be the people that could buy a $500,000 shredder.
Exactly.
So there you have it.
Well, that's so cool. How can somebody contact you for more information about what you do?
Well, they can visit my website, kathyarmias.com, and it's Kathy with an E, CathyArmillas. That's Spanish last name. That's hard to pronounce.
Yes, I have it written out here the way it sounds.
Phonetically, yes. Armias.
I have it phonetically here so I wouldn't forget. Now, do you have any virtual products or any online courses or anything like that that you want to share with the listeners?
I do. I have a couple things. I have the book, The Unbreakable Rules of Marketing. You can get it either paperback. And I just, this is so funny. A week ago, Connie, I put the ebook up. Like I've had it done for 2 years and I'm like, you know, maybe I should put the ebook up. You can get it on Amazon. It's there. And I also have a thing called the 30-day marketing challenge, or it's called My Marketing Scrub. And it's basically, it just runs you through 30 days of going through a strategy and how to apply that to what you do.
Okay. Well, how cool. How cool. Well, if you have any questions for Kathy or myself, call in right now at 800-930-2819. Or you could also send an email to me at connie@conniefifespeaks.com. We'll be right back.
We've already said
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Well, you're listening to Masters Chambers, and I'm your host, Connie Fife. And joining me today is Kathy Armias. She is the secret marketing weapon. Well, Kathy, are you ready to rock? Because this section is all about you.
Well, I'm ready. Let's do
All right, let's do it. So a lightning round where we ask today's guest 10 questions, and she has a choice to answer or pass. So, Kathy, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, I get the pass, huh?
Maybe. <No.
laughs> My favorite TV show. Wow. I don't watch much TV, lately I've been trying to, I've lived here for so long and I never watched it before. I've been trying to watch episodes of Portlandia, and I find it very interesting how they've highlighted Portland as being this unique and weird place to live. So it's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, that's nice to learn about the area. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, easy. So easy. Davy Jones from the Monkees. I wrote him a fan letter. Only person I've ever written a fan letter to. Still had braces on. Wrote him a fan letter. Yeah, it was funny.
I can't stop laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
terrible.
He was one of mine, too.
Oh, everybody's though, right? He's like 4'2", so. You know. I was probably taller than him when I was 8.
What is your hidden talent? And I think we talked a little bit about this already.
Professionally, personally?
Your hidden talent. Yeah. Personally, professionally, whatever that might be.
I guess, you know, I do have a talent in finding good ideas for people, both professionally and personally. And it's something that I guess years of practice has come easy for me, but I'm also pretty athletic. So I'd say on that side too, it's a talent that my family doesn't really share that came out of nowhere.
Ooh, okay. What's
I can sorry family.
I can relate to
sorry,
that
mom
too.
And dad.
what's your favorite business book?
Well, it's funny. My favorite business book, if you ask me like that as a serious question, it's probably Made to Stick. Yeah. Okay. A serious question by Chip and Dan Heath, because it's an amazing book and it talks about what really sticks and what doesn't, stories that stick and stories that don't. But honestly, I think that people should read children's books. One of the best books I've read in a long time was a book that was called Wonder, and it's like a New York Times bestseller. And I think more than half the people that have read it are adults, and it's a children's book. But I think children's books spark creativity, and you should think more like a child sometimes.
That's so interesting. One of my children's books, I still have them on the shelf. My son and daughters, I still have, and it's The Giving Tree.
Yes, I love The Giving Tree.
And my daughter just asked me about that last week. She's like, "Do you still have that book?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I just looked at it recently. So that is so cool. You know what I do too? When I'm doing some of my training classes, I put out crayons.
Yes.
Because crayons stimulate the creativity in people's minds. Corporation executive use them. It's just so neat when I see them do that. What about your most influential person?
Oh, that'd be my dad for sure. My dad, he definitely taught me about being loyal and about having tenacity and.
Cool. What's your worst habit?
Oh, do I have to pick one?
Yeah, we only want one today. Show's almost
over. All right.
Over.
Well, okay. I was a chronic nail biter, and then I decided one day I was just going to constantly wear nail polish. It was disgusting when you bite your nails and you get nail polish in your mouth. So I've actually curbed that by wearing nail polish all the time.
Okay. Well, this is a habit people you could break is put nail polish on.
Yeah.
What is your favorite success quote?
Ooh, I love Jim Rohn. So, one of the quotes that I love from him is he's like, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's your cheerleader, the person that really keeps you going?
My sister. She's my best friend. She's the person that's believed in me since we were kids, for sure.
Nice. Well, could you imagine living your life any other way?
No. I never imagined I'd be living this way, but... now that I'm here, no, could not.
Nice. And what advice would you give to your younger self, to you?
Well, first thing I would say is don't do the handstand in the house and break the door in my house and get in trouble for it. That would probably be the first thing. That was not good. No bueno. But if I had to give a little bit more, you know, bigger overall advice, is I would say to not care about what people think. Like, go for what you want to do, and use your own uniqueness. Like there were things about me that were unique when I was young, and you know, people made fun of me, and I let that affect me for a long time. And now I would say, don't worry about it. Be unique. Yeah,
that is huge. That holds so many people back, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You have been a wonderful guest.
Aww,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. So do you have any? It has been fun. I know we'll have to leave soon, so I'll have to wrap it up soon. But do you have any parting words that you want to share with our listeners?
I do. It's the same thing that I do with my marketing, and I think it works on the personal level. It's everybody has something really cool about them. And take the time to figure out what that is. If you don't know what it is offhand, if I'm asking you what makes you cool, and your answer would be I'm not, or I don't know, ask 10 people and figure out what that thing that makes you really cool and interesting, because you should really embrace that. I think that life is way too flippin' short to not think you're not cool.
Oh, that's awesome. You're way cool. How about any projects? Any new projects coming up?
I'm actually working on I just finished the How to Rock a TED Talk program. So that's
I'm sure I would be surprised if you said no.
Oh no, I'm working on a bunch of things, but I also started writing a book. I started writing a new book that's, it turned into a social experiment that actually is just what I talked about, is, it's about people finding their cool. And I did this thing where I ask you who the coolest person to you is. And so I do this interview with you. And then when you're done, you tell me who the coolest person in your life is, and then I interview them. And so it became, I called it the cool chain. And so I'm just trying to see where it takes me. And the answers are actually mind blowing. It's crazy what people think about. It's interesting. So it's fun.
I did a project like that for a book that I still haven't launched, because I am working on another project now. I have multiple projects going, but I interviewed leaders across the country. I started with just women. Mm-hmm. And initially the book was going to be about women. But the more and more I spoke with them, I thought, oh, wow, I have to do this with men too and do a comparison on it. And it was really about leadership and, you know, whether they're, of course, always wrapped around marketing because that's who I am. But then how do they take their business, whether they were self-employed or they worked in corporations? But these were the leaders. These were the executives. And really then going down, and I didn't call them the cool person, but really drilling down to how did they see themselves within the company, within the corporation. It was so awesome. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yep, the responses, so that'll be probably not until the spring I'll get that book up, because what I'm working on now is more about relationship marketing, emotional engagement, and how do you connect with your clients. So my agent wants me to work on that one next, so that's where I'm going.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it is. Well, the unbreakable rules of marketing, because marketing's not as intense as you think it is. Create your strategy before tactics. Like Kathy says, put your socks on before your shoes. Be creative, be consistent, be simple, and create a clear and emotional message that's yours. Make it about you. You own it. Because remember at the beginning of the show, I shared how I wanted to know more about Martha Stewart heading to jail. Well, that emotional message, I mean, that took me down the path of how to become look younger. So I'll be going there. So, but listen next week right here on Masters Chambers, because we're getting better together. For more tips on how you can create an emotional engagement and that relationship marketing, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening, and you have a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.